Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm delighted to be joined by manager Lee Grant. We're up in the players' lounge at the Accu Stadium today. Accu Stadium that is now ours as well, proudly, which is something we shared this morning. Lee, not even 24 hours on from Manchester City at this point, but how was last night for you? Are the lads all okay? The squad looking okay for the weekend?
Yeah. So, obviously, disappointing news from the early part of the week in terms of Will Alves' progression from the game prior. His foot injury, which, again, in terms of the luck we're having as a squad at the moment, we don't seem to be blessed with much of it in terms of luck. Will felt something in his foot, and not even in a moment where there's a challenge, he's pushing off, and he felt a pop in his foot. And unfortunately for Will, and unfortunately for us and the squad, that means we're going to be without Will now for a significant period of time, and I think that's months rather than weeks. He's been with the surgeons this week, so that's a real shame and a real disappointment for him on a personal level, especially off the back of Herbie's situation, which again is not much brighter in terms of the prognosis. Again, probably now without Herbie for a period of months rather than weeks. So that's two really important players that we'll be without. Off the back of Wednesday night and the huge effort put in from the squad. Again, we've plenty of bumps and bruises, but nothing to report. The boys have recovered really well today. We're back in this morning. So that recovery process has already started, and of course, heads turning now to Exeter.
That's good. And it's obviously really disappointing for Will. We spoke about Herbie last week, but for a young player who'd been so bright in his early appearances here, scored with his first touch when he came on in the other game. It's a shame that his progress has been curtailed a little
bit. Yeah, look, and we know that over the course of a season, a long, arduous season, that you're going to need your whole squad.
Yeah.
We built the squad with that in mind, so we're not in a position where we're not prepared or you know, we've left ourselves short. We're in a position that, unfortunately, we've come to sooner rather than we would have liked. But we are where we are. We have, within our ranks, people ready to step up, and that's really important now.
How is the squad mood-wise? Was it a bit of a lift to have a slight distraction with Manchester City? I know we've talked about it as a reward for how well we've done in the competition to date. It was a singular event in everything we do as a media team, but also in terms of, you know, the fanfare around the opposition as well. It's a nice thing to have had, but also, being honest, a nice thing to have now passed as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, it shouldn't go without saying how hard the group worked, not only for the opportunity to be up against such a good side and sharing the pitch with top players, but also the level of work and intensity that went into the performance. And I'm not even sure the players recognised themselves how hard they worked last night. I actually took the time to look back and, you know, over the course of the last 15 games, there's only one team that's limited Man City to the XG that we managed to limit them to. So, you know, you're talking about fixtures against the world, in the World Club Championships, fixtures against Premier League sides, Champions League fixtures, there's fixtures against Juventus and Napoli and Bournemouth and Palace and Manchester United and Tottenham. And there's only Arsenal who have had less XG, you know, created against them aside from us. So that puts us in good company and shows you how hard the lads worked last night. But having said all of that, well done, gents, but that's all in the past now. And the pats on the back are over. And as we always do, we turn our attentions very quickly to what has, if I'm being really honest, even from the beginning of this week, been in our sights. We always try to work on a schedule where, even behind the scenes without the players knowing, we're already on to Exeter. Our analysts work on a rotation where we have one analyst preparing for Man City, and we have the other half of our analysis department already looking at Exeter. So I was already watching Exeter yesterday, and so are the analysts, and I've been doing so for the last week. So that puts us in a position where we can now start to disseminate that information to the players and put them in a position where they can feel ready to rock and roll for Saturday.
It's interesting to have the insight into to how your team as well work behind the scenes at Canalside. Just a couple of other little updates from Canalside. We talked about the negative side of the injuries with the lads that are missing. Are any of them who had been missing previously any closer to getting back at all?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's really refreshing at the moment. So we're in a period where, yeah, we're getting players close. So Jack Watmore with his boots on and training this week, and Lyndon Gooch, boots on and training this week. Mikel Miller outside today, boots on, crossing balls. Anthony Evans outside, moving, dribbling, driving, passing, crossing. Like, it's lovely to see. And we want to see more of that. We want to see players getting closer to the pitch, putting themselves in a position where I have to make decisions on selection, which is really, really important. And it's a really welcome boost to have those guys back in and around it. And of course, the goal, as always, is to keep as many of the ones we've got in and around it as well.
And that's the five players that you've reeled off aren't a bad five players to be almost having back within the mix either. Nothing against the rest of the squad at all, but those are, you know, big figures within our group.
Yeah, and that's it. Look, we are in a period now where, and I've heard lots of other managers, you know, bemoan the situations they're in. I try to avoid talking too much about poor us. But look, it goes without saying, we've got some really good players that aren't available for me to select right now. And once you start counting into your second hand and almost into a third hand, if I had one, in terms of the amount of bodies that we don't have available, you know, that side of it is frustrating and not in a position that you'd like. So we've just been really unfortunate, I have to say. Contact injuries, things that have come out of the blue. So, look, it happens. We're in that period now. As I say, we built the squad in the full knowledge that we'd have these periods in the season. So we find our way through.
Of course, and regardless of that, I'm sure the 18 that you'll select when we get to Exeter on Saturday afternoon, you'll be fully confident on getting the type of result that we want as well.
Without doubt. And hence why, where possible, unless I'm really asked or pushed by either you guys in the media or somebody else, what we focus on our job and what we have. And we feel really confident about the group we have, the players, how hard they're working, and the readiness to go into, like I say, a tough fixture, but a fixture that we're really looking forward to.
The last thing I just wanted to ask you was about the stadium, about the news we've had today. I know it's not necessarily your primary focus in doing what you do, but it's part of the wider ambition and goal of the football club to better ourselves in every department and grow and become something bigger and better than what we have been in the recent past, at least. How welcome is that for you to hear that those sort of off-field developments are continuing at the same time where you're hoping to build the same thing on the field?
Yeah, I think there's really nice synergy in that, you know, new manager, new management team, fresh energy around the football club, and then this momentous news where the football club for the first time in its history is able to take control of the stadium, but not only that, with an owner who's, as he's already shown, without that carrot of having that signed and sealed, has already been working really hard to improve the facilities, the resources available to the supporters here at this stadium. So that's just incredible news. And as I say, I love the trajectory that we're on in terms of the way the club is going about its business on that side of it. I think it speaks to the ambition of the owner and also the passion of the supporters and everybody else that's connected with the football club in terms of really driving it home. So momentous, important news. News that we should be proud of, news that the ownership, Jake, all the team, Dave and everybody that's worked so hard on this should, you know, really deserve to take a well-earned breather because I know that there's been an incredible amount of work gone into it from the CEO, COO, as I say, the ownership and many other people behind the scenes. So congratulations to all of those.
Perfectly. Thank you so much for your time. We'll be back in a minute with Joe Taylor. Hello everybody, welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're delighted to be joined by forward Joe Taylor. Joe, just want to chat to you about yourself, the season so far and this weekend at Exeter. Obviously a really nice occasion here last night against Manchester City. Just talk to us about how the boys went through that.
Yeah, well last night we knew what we were going into, and I think the prep was based on us just protecting our goal really, and like being able to like pick moments of when we can when we can do our stuff. But I think last night was really positive. I thought we stuck to the game plan really well. The lads were really disciplined. To a man, I thought they were all brilliant as well, the lads. But no, we executed the game plan down to a T. But and then there's you have two moments of like people not necessarily switching off, just like eventually their quality just showed.
And Champions League quality.
Exactly that. And yeah, they were able to grab two goals, yeah.
Is it a nice thing for you guys to be able to be part of? Obviously a reward for how well you did in the first two rounds against high-level opposition, but the chance to see what those sorts of players are about, how they prepare, how they play, the experience of even being around Pep and those sorts of things, is that something that is helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting to see players at the very top level and how they operate and stuff like that. But I think, like you said, referring to it being a reward, it did feel like that, given that we hadn't had an easy run going into it. Obviously, yeah. We had Leicester in the first round and then Sunderland away in the second round, and we'd done very well to get through both of them. So, now, like you said, it was a really positive night all round last night. It definitely felt like a reward, yeah.
We've obviously had a couple of results that didn't go our way in the league beforehand, and full attention goes back to Exeter at the weekend. Is it mentally nice to have just had a little bit of a diversion away from those couple of games, get back on track a little bit with what we're doing and build the mood back up a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. Like you said, we've had a few unfortunate results recently, albeit even here against Burton, where we felt like we dominated the game pretty much from start to finish. They had a couple of moments on the break, but other than that, I think we had them under pressure for 70, 80 minutes, and we were just unfortunate we couldn't find a winner, and that's football sometimes. But no, like you said, all focus is onto Exeter now, that we also believe that if we can execute our game plan perfectly, we'll go there and take 3 points.
It's good to hear. For you personally as well, it's even though you've been in and out of the side with the amount of rotation we have now and with the forwards we've got available to us, you've been in and around the goals, you've been, you know, your performances are closer to where I think you probably want them to be. Even physically, there's a noticeable difference with you as well. Just talk to us about your summer and how you went about that, because I know it was something that was important to you to show more of the Joe Taylor that you wanted to show.
Well, no, like you said, I've been in and amongst the goals and the assists, and you reiterated too there, me getting back to some sort of level where I want to be, albeit I'm not quite there yet. Like, I know I've still got plenty more to give, and that's only going to come through working hard on the training pitch every day and stuff like that. But now my summer was it was boring, but it coming back in the sort of condition I am, it was well worth it, yeah.
Is there some satisfaction in that for you, that your hard work is paying off, you're seeing some results in how you're getting about the pitch, how you're feeling yourself? Because there was some disappointment last year when you came, you got injured and all those sort of, it was very stop start, it was a real feel good factor when we finally got you here, but you didn't get to hit the ground running the way you might be able to this season.
No, I didn't, and like I have come back and I feel 100 times the player that I was last year, although, albeit I'm not quite where I want to be yet. Yeah. Like, I want to, for me, if I could have it my way, I'd be scoring goals every week. But that's just not how football is. So I've done my bit, and now I'm just hoping that I can continue, and long may it continue.
It's a long track we've got to Exeter over the weekend, and it's a place where we struggled towards the end of last season as well as a few of those for us, unfortunately. Does that give you, having been there, having experienced that, a little bit of additional desire to get on the right side of that result? I know there's plenty of reasons to want to win, but that might be up there.
No, of course, there's always the desire's always there. We always want to go there, we always want to win, but at the same time, we know that they're not going to give it to us for free. It's a difficult place to go. They quite often have a very good home record, but they're in a bit of a difficult patch at the minute, and it's down to us to make sure we go there and we take advantage of that.
We've seen a little bit more of your personality this season as well. We know that you're a big character. We know that you're a really laid back guy and get on well with everybody. We've had some Joe Taylor coming unrestricted. We've seen you bouncing around with what we do as well. Yeah. It's nice for you to just feel a little bit more yourself here as well and, mm-hmm. and show a bit more of the wonderful personality you've got?
Well, yeah, no, like you said, it's just one of them things. Now I've been here, I don't know how long now, what is it, nine months now I've been here. So I think it's natural. Like, you come in and you're always a bit tentative at the start, but then once you're in and once you're settled, you can sort of express yourself a bit more. And like you said, my personality's is coming out a lot more this year, yeah.
I just wanted to bring up Sean Rowan as well, because we talked to him and yeah. we know he's your personal chauffeur now at yeah. the club. Mm-hmm. It must be nice for you two to pick up the relationship that you had before and be able to know each other here the way
yeah.
you did.
Yeah, definitely. Although he won't like the fact that we're calling him a chauffeur, but nah, me and Sean get on really well, and we did at Lincoln, and he doesn't live too far away from me, so like if there's football on or something like that, he'll always come round and we'll cook for him and stuff like that. So I like to think I repay the favour, but no, me and Shawnee have really, that's what it felt like really, just picked up from where it left off, and we continue to get on to this day, yeah.
Perfect. Joe, best of luck for this weekend, and thank you for taking us.
Thank you very much.